From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. Voting for independence in Catalonia turned violent after police smashed the front door of a polling station with a hammer in Catalonia Sunday, where the regional leader was expected to cast his vote in a banned independence referendum. The Spanish culture minister, Iñigo Méndez de Vigo, said Friday that the independence vote violates Spanish law, and the government will not accept the results of the referendum.
In this illegal referendum called by Catalonia's government, it has been already canceled by the rule of law. It is out of the legality. It has no international support, and it has no electoral syndicate since they resigned when the Constitutional Court fined them.
And hundreds of people in favor of the referendum did camp out in schools and other designated polling places in an attempt to keep them up and open for Sunday's vote. Catalan officials say that they would move forward with the vote despite the actions taken by Spain's central government. Almost a week and a half after Hurricane Maria devastated Puerto Rico, about half of the island's 3.4 million residents still lack access to clean drinking water. Puerto Rican Governor Ricardo Rossello noted, however, that some recovery has been made.
The people that are sheltered, the number has gone down. Now we're at 10,000. As a reminder, we had an estimate of 15,000 about a week ago. It's been going down. We had 500 shelters. Now it's consolidated to 150. The efforts are moving forward in that respect as well.
U.S. President Donald Trump, from his golf club in New Jersey, launched a Twitter tirade Saturday morning against the San Juan mayor, Carmen Yulín Cruz, has been very critical of the Trump administration's response to the hurricane.